Actually, there's not much things to talk about. When you're starting something new and you feel reluctant of doing it, then it must be between these two reasons only. It's whether you feel insecure of doing it or you're just lazy. For most of everyone, they are just lazy. They give like a bunch of excuses not to do something new, even though they needed it. I mean, if you're really in a tough spot where you need to put foods on the table every day, like for yourself or your family, because before you don't need to since your parents still have jobs and energy to feed you, but once they are retired and you have turned 20 or 24 and you're still depending on them to feed you, then I guess you guys are just fuck. If you really are lazy, then you fuck. This is quite of a few examples, but if you really, I mean, in really, really tough spot where your bills are overdue for like 6 to 8 months, your house rents, your electrical and water bills, which you regularly or frequently borrowed or made loans from someone you knew or met just to survive and possibly use that money also to feed yourself too, but you still not realizing that you need to work and get yourself the fuck up and make money yourself instead of depending on others to help you all the time, you won't realize that in the end, they all won't be able to help you no more. At that time, you will feel the utmost regrets of not changing yourself to be a better person. Just do it. Just don't be lazy. But if you are the latter, insecure, you feel like people would judge you in everything that you do and feel embarrassed of your own shit background or poor achievements, then just don't listen to them. All people got their own shit. They got theirs, you got yours. What theirs, who give a fuck, right? We don't have time to dwell on other people's problems. Not to mention the time you took dwelling on making decision of doing it or not already been wasted like a lot. First, you feel insecure and then decided not to do it on do it or not to do it or do it like what other people expect you to be doing. Then later on, you feel suffocated and unhappy because the things that you do is not the thing that you love or like to do. You just did it to look good, not to feel good. Even more ridiculous if you did it because someone else who you don't even know from some fucking social media comments or your cousin's friends, brothers-in-law that think you're just not good enough. It really saddened me seeing people took someone else's judgment or POV so willingly and made them the source of your decision-making formula. Letting other people's judgment and POV dictates how you make a decision. No, it's your life. What you want to do with it's yours. 100% rights to make a decision. The feeling of regrets later on, even you won't be able to describe how much you think, you feel, and thought you could have done it differently. It's better to do it now, making decisions fast. If you fail, then move on. Don't dwell on it. Don't overjudge yourself. You definitely will save time. Because you know what? Even if you do success in one of the two options you decided to go for, you won't know the alternative. Even if you took your time thinking what could happen, if I decided to go for the other one, what could happen, eh? You just won't be able to foresee that. That's why it's stupid to spend like a long time when making decision. You just won't know. Then, what I could say the takeaway should be, don't be lazy, guys. Don't let other people's judgment and POV affect how you make a decision. And truly, truly understand that it's your life. You only got one chance to live it right. Live happily with no regrets. One life to live. Understand that, folks. Understand that. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. And make sure to share this podcast to anyone you know. And don't forget to subscribe, you idiot, because I know you will. Just kidding. Until next time. Ciao.